You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The mitzvah, Shmuel Echol Gid Hanosha, Vayishlach Yaakov, Parsha Vayishlach, Yeshba Mitzvah Losa Se Achas, Yaz Horaz Gid Hanosha, Shneemar, Alkein Lo Yachlu Bnei Yisrael's Gid Hanosha, Vahai Lo Yachlu No Neemar Al Derech Sipur. The Waiman, the Shira Dover Zeb Baal, Nimnomim Habonim Lechel Oise Hagid, Elo Az Horas Hashem is Borok Shulo Yachlu. You might think that it's a personal commemoration, right? As a result of the fact that Yaakov had this encounter, you might think that he was able to deal with the encounter and to overcome. They made their own personal, tradition. Alkein lo yachlu. So it's not correct. Matter of fact, we'll see this is an interesting question about how we learn that pasuk. Alkein lo yachlu b'nei Yisrael's gid hanosha. Mishashe mitzvah zu kidei shetia remez l'Yisrael. There's a yisoid in this mitzvah, which is interesting because when do you ever really get to, if you're not the guy doing nikur, when do you ever get to really to think about it? Every time you have a piece of meat, I think there's such a kiyum like that. Okay, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Du, Kishtei Tei Remez Lisrael, She'af Alpi, She'yispul Tzoros Rabbas Begolios Miyad Ha'amim, Miyad B'nei Esau, She'u Betuchim Shelo Yovdu, they are sure that no matter how difficult the encounter is, we see from the story of the Gid Hanosha and Yaakov and Tzoros Shel Esav that they're able to overcome. Eloli olam yamod zorom ushmom v'yavro lahem goyel v'yigale miyatza v'zochrom tomid inyam zeh al yidei ha-mitzvah shetiel zikaron. Fascinating. Yamdu ve'amunosom v'tzidkosom le'olam v'remezeh hi hu l'fi she'oysay malach she'nilchom em Yaakov avinu she'bo be'kabolo the Medrash Shabobe Kabbalah, who was it? Saro Shalais. Rotzla Akal Yaakov Mina Olam, Uvizaro Velo Yocholoi. Vitziara Benegias Hayerach, Vechain Zera, Esav Mitzaer, Lazera Yaakov. Utsav Tiello Hem Yeshua Mehem, Moshe Matsina, Vav Shazorchla Shemesh, Lurifu Osai, Vinoisha Minatzar, Ken Yisrachlana Hashemesh, Shamashiach.
Wow, what a drasha. I go about like a drasha.
It would have been nice if we would have a mitzvah dafkadi to get on Usher. That would be
it's an interesting thing. There's a famous Bach. It says, whenever it says in the Torah the reason for a mitzvah. For instance, tzitzis, sukkah.
Sukkah.
We just had it by sukkah. The Shabbach is, it says, b'sukkah so shafti.
So you have to have in kavanah.
Right, b'sukkah, that when the Torah goes ahead and has kavanah. Here, Mamash Torah is giving you a reason.
Well, that's by Mrs. Essay, it's a Mrs. Lose.
I understand. When are you, you never have such a concept like that.
Right? And Zohar, by the way, says that Gid Hanosha is the Tamach and the Araisa.
What does it say?
The Tambach and the Araisa. They support the.
Interesting.
And the Chofetz Chaim says that it says Be'ov Ke'imoi that they continue fighting afterwards also, even though we got hit, but we continue fighting again. The battle isn't over.
Yeah, that's what he says. It's forever.
No, but we continue fighting. We're not going to lose. We don't give up. Be'ov Ke'imoi.
What do you mean?
As he hits Yaakov, he says, all right, I lost the battle for the round. No, we have game, we're going to continue fighting.
We have game, also good song, they have whatever.
No, he says, stay right there. He says, we have game, and Yaakov says, I'm going to continue fighting afterwards, even though I got hit.
Very interesting. Okay. So let's see. This mitzvah, which is very, very... as the Chinuch points out, has a very strong message. It's a very detailed, intricate mitzvah. Some of the intricacies I clearly am not... I have no shemesh in Nikur, so I've never, some of these issues here we'll have to try to work on.
There was a shorter bull bear, the public van chickens, oh, the illegal cooker.
Right. It's famous. The Dina Mitzvah. Ayin Rambam Perichasim Machos Asuras Baturya Adeyatsim Tzamachay. I really should know this. You know, my smicha, it says, I have smicha in Yeridea Aleph. By the way, isn't that the most depressing thing? You have the whole, like, Shulchan Aruch. One chelek, I have smicha. Okay. From why are you there, Mark? Would you say, just not even Yeridea, they say, Yeridea chelek Aleph.
Which printing?
What?
Every printing of Shulchan Aruch is the same chelek Aleph.
Now I'm really in trouble with the new Shulchan Aruch. You know why I'm really in trouble? Because basically it's like Shechita Melicha, which you have clues on both. Okay. Simon Samache. Okay. I'm a vor b'shulchan aruch. Ein darchi laharich. Ach be'ezer Hashem. Avi ha'aros misparim u'mashachon ois Hashem isborach. Echtov tzas dina gerenosh. Noheg b'behema v'chaya ha'tohoirim. It's noheg in a behema and a chaya tohoirim. Va'filu Vinevelus utrefa shilahim. The Gemara has a general klal. The Gemara, a number of places, says that whenever there is a heter achila on the animal, the halacha is that the heter achila, whenever is a heter to eat the animal, the gira nosha is what is awesome. So, nevelus and trefus are the etzem.
A type of animal.
The type of animal that is what?
Mutter.
That is mutter. Therefore, the halacha is that that the gira nosha is shaykh. So Taisus says, was it Taisus? Tzadi am after kosvu the forest. Shagir, where is it? Taisus. The kavanas hadrosha hu. The mean, there's a drosha. Shar Taisus kuf gimel malv says the kavanas hadrosha the bemin shebasoro osir. Ein gid noheg. It's a din in the min, not in the practical situation. Aval behema tahira sheminan mutarim noheg iser gid anosha af binevelus utrefa shilohem. Aruch HaShulchan says the poshut shenoheg iser gid binevelus behema v'chaya tahira. The v'chi mishum shenis ablo o shen nitarfa yivko yisuroi. Okay, that's a quote from Tosfos Aruch. The interesting question is, there's an interesting machlokes achronim I don't want to get into. He brings down here in this nice sefer he put together, right?
Trachman,
yeah. He puts together here in this, there's an interesting machlokes is, what if it's trefa mibetin? Which iser came first? You say the iser trefa came first, or you say the iser gidon nosha came first? Okay, in other words,
which is the first one.
So the question is, which is the first one? Which one comes first? So he brings an interesting discussion about that. Because if actually the Isser Trefa came first, then you would say that what? There would be a concept of
Isser.
Although there are certain Achrayinim that say. So he brings here a very interesting discussion. Later Achrayinim. Interesting Rishonim. What?
The Isser of Gidon Osher isn't chal until the behemah is
shifted. So that's the whole question. No. The minute that behemah is born, but the question
why? Because Eid Menachai until that point, and then the Isser of Eid Menachai comes before the Isser of Gidon Osher. Until you shift the behemah, how could you have an Isser of Gidon Osher? It's not shachted for Achila yet.
Well, you could say the same thing by Isser Trefa, no?
It's a trefa, right?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
So I'm thinking, why? Which is this trefa? Which came first?
Is the Isser of Eivah Melechai is Yisrael Nezvucha also Mechaim?
Right.
Ein Nezvucha. Isser Mechaim. Ein Nezvucha. Even before the
Shechita.
That's the Isser
Ein Nezvucha. Okay. Interesting. Ubi Iker Divei Prima Godim. This we'll get into. Hiksha Biyad of Rome. The Hakamel and the Ein Begidin Nois and Tam. Okay. The Im Kain is a trefa. Lo Chal Kol Agid. There's a famous machlokes we'll get into, which is a little complicated.
Because all the others some are not chal.
Right. In other words, the question is, what is the nature of the gira nosha? There's a machlokes in the Gemara. You say the gira nosha has the actual identity of the behemah, and it's almost like a chelek of the behemah. And that's what means, you know, there's a whole machlokes. What is it? Is it machlokes metzias? Not a metzias.
So Tom Kolush. What did
Tom Kolush? Meaning, you view the gid as having the issur trefa. So for instance, I'll give you an example. There's a trefa, correct? And the horns from a trefa. You're not going to say that the issur trefa is chal on the horns from the trefa.
It's not roi l'achila.
Right, it's not roi l'achila. So the question is, the nature of the gid is not something that is normally considered. We had this with Gidim Rakim, we had this one with the Karban Pesach, Gidim Shasov Lahakshas, what's considered to be Basa. So it seems to be a basic machloik is whether Yesh Begidim Nois and Tam or not. If Yesh Begidim Nois and Tam, that somehow there's enough within the gid HaNosha to be included within the edible meat, and that's one shita, then therefore, it be considered to be a chelek of the basur behema. So chelek of the basur behema. Therefore, if yesh begidim benayis and tam, they would have an isur treifa on it. If the isur treifa could be chal on top of the isur gid, or if the isur treifa precedes the isur gid. But if be'ein begidim benayis and tam, the Gemara calls it an eitz ba'alma. The gid anosh is considered to be an eitz ba'alma. It does not have any of the normal characteristics of the Isser of the Behema. So, for instance, it's not considered to be the Basur Nevela, the Basur Temeah. So the interesting thing is, even if it's Trefa Mibetin, and we hold Ein Begidin B'nois and Tam, then the Halacha should be that while the Isser Trefa is not Chal, it doesn't matter when Nitrefa. So that's the whole discussion about that.
As good for it's not a food B'chal.
Okay. The Echtov Ksaz Din Ginanosher. Okay, now we have a fascinating question. Throws us right into a fascinating issue. Okay, now, physically, the normal behemah and the normal Chaya have the whole structure of the bones, etc., and the joints in such a way, it's called Ogil, in such a way, and therefore, they have a Ginanosher. Let's say you have a mutated behema that doesn't have the normal structure of a gid anosha, or you have an oaf.
Oaf, yeah.
Right? Oaf.
Doesn't have
the Mishnah says, Beferi says, what?
Doesn't have a calf.
Right, doesn't have a calf. You have an oaf, doesn't have a calf. Let's say you have an oaf that's born with the structure of the gid anosha. That happens. Especially Bizman Azel, who knows what they could do, right? I heard that they're cloning hamburgers. You heard this? They're cloning hamburgers. Okay.
Yeah,
they're
making it without making an animal.
Right, without animal. They're using the cells. Right, they're cloning meat. Okay, whatever it is. So, by the way, I once heard. What?
Would you do fleshes?
A lot of interesting stuff. By the way, I once heard on a tape a fascinating thing. I heard this on a tape from Herschel Schechter. He said that he had a Talmud that was an unbelievable genius at MIT. He was like involved in all of his bioengineering, etc. And he says, I really became a committed Jew when I learned all the wild Gemaras. When I learned the wild Gemaras in Bechiris, right? A chamor has a behemah, has a chamor, this and that.
I honor with a goof of a behemah, a with a goof of a behemah, with a rosh of a person.
Right, all these wild gemaras. He said, why? He says, because 2,000 years ago, they probably did not have the concept of how this could be done scientifically, but nevertheless, conceptually, they realized that all of these ideas, these ethical and halachic ideas are necessary to be addressed. He says there's no other way to address this except from all of these theoretical ideas. So here we have one that's a classic. You have a behemah or a chaya that doesn't have the classical structure of a gid anosha. Do you say that gid, even though it's not in the typical form of a behemah, is a gid anosha? Or do you say by an oif, if an oif somehow comes out with a shape of, right, not one a chicken foot, but it has a calf, do you say it's a boy in the Gemara? Of course.
The gid anosha is not by that.
It's not. The Gemara says not. But let's say you have an oif.
Why are you discussing an oif?
What?
Why are you discussing? Because it doesn't have one. But the reason
why it does have one. Oh, because there is no calf. Lutzer would have one.
In other words, the reason it's not noyeg is because it doesn't have that physical structure. Let's say an oif that was born with that physical structure. Right? So, by the way, of course, guess who asked the Ziboya? Everyone's going to know who asked the Ziboya. Come, Rabbi Yemiya.
It's a boy Rabbi Yirmiyahu. So you have this iboyer. The im behem of a chaya, kaf yerechem oruch velo ogul. Their kaf yerech is without the band, it's straight. Correct? Iboyle velo ifshita b'shasun tzadi bezum bez. Now, the Gemara seems to say, interestingly enough, what is this question? I boser dide ozlinon.
The ain of. Boser the min.
Right. I boser min ozlin v'noig. Isur gid, v'chein of. Im nimtza shekaf yerecha, ki yerech behema, gam ken yiboy ka nir le'el. Umisveka osur, v'ein loike. Kebevuar berambam sham halacha dalet. Ushnei gidim hem b'yerech. There are two gidim in the yerech. And by the way, we had this, if you recall, in, I think, Pegimel Amid Beis in Psochim. When we learned the Isser of Neisser, the Gemara says there's an Isser Neisser begidim ubabasser. And the Gemara wants to say, if the gid is what? Basser, then it's nichla babasser. And if the gid is ain't a nimna olav, then it's not the over Isser Neisser. Yeah. So what does it mean that there's an Isser Neisser by the gid? So we had gidei tzavar, possibly. Then we had the one Gemara says, shmonor shel gid, remember? And the other possibility in the Gemara was that we have a suffix, which gid is the gid hanasha of, that's awesome. Is it the gid hachitzan, the gid hapnimi? Since we're not sure which one it is, we don't eat both of them. So the halacha is that maybe one of them is nicer because one of them could be eaten. Ben Biyarach, small noyek, Yisu Giranosh. Okay. I want you to see a Rashba. Ramban and Rashba pick up on this Gemara. The Gemara of the chicken with the Gid Hanosh. Let's take a look at this Rashba. Tell me what you think. This is for the Lamdonim here, this Rashba. Go ahead, pass it around. Let's see what the Lamdanim have to say. What?
I'm Chaim, but you're sure everybody comes to all Lamdanim.
I don't know what to make. Let's look at this Rashi.
We need both pages here, I guess?
Yeah.
Tough
Pei Dalet will start.
Oh, I don't have to be done.
Okay, no, let me hand it out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Another clay case of Divrei Torah. Anir b'machem echad, Ashir b'machem echad. You never would have thought this bird with a Gid Hanasha would open up a whole number of interesting questions. Okay? So let's take a look at the Rashba. Mai. Basrei Azlinan. Bein Lahakel. Bein Lahachmir. Va'oif asur ubehema muteris.
Oh, dumme.
What meaning? One side has both a kula and a chumra. So do you say it's based on just the min? No. Do you say it's based, sorry, on the animal itself? Let's look. The animal has a gid. The gid's asur.
So that you have a kula and a chumra.
Ben la kula, ben la chumra. Meaning,
va'oif without a gid and an oif with a gid.
Right. Okay. O Dilma, or perhaps Basar Mina Azlina, the Alpha Gav the Islayla of Shari. The Alpha Gav.
The less.
Yeah, I have to say, what's this? It was 16.
The less.
I understand, but I'm just curious what the 36.
36,
right?
Less. That's what it says.
Right, it has to be less. Alpha Gav the right. Alpha Gav the less lay. Libehema Asira. And even though he doesn't have the classical formation of the Gid, you'd say that whatever exists in that animal, whatever vein is in that animal, even though it's not the classical calf, you would go ahead and you'd say it's awesome because it's a vein in that in the leg of the animal. The avagav the less lay lebehema asira vasalika b'teku vazlinam b'tavai luchumra. It makes sense. Ben ba'ov the isle ben behema the less lay asira. The im tomar. Listen to this. Amay lo pshitale baser didei mitafillin. Okay, why don't you say that
goes the boss of the day?
But goes boss of the day? What does a lefty do?
Lefty has tefillin, does it go? Say it's the same question as a lefty. This shaila is the shaila of a lefty. Right? Just like the halacha. By the way, it's interesting. There's a machlokes and paiskim. What do you do by a luluf?
Right.
Right? I didn't get a chance to look it up. I mean, I remember. My son's a lefty. And every time I look at him when he's doing nanum, I said, what are you doing? You're backwards. And he reminds me. But it's machlokes. What? Right. Mechaber Ramah. Right? What do you do? What do you do by a lulav and esrog? What does a lefty do? I'm sure there are many svarim being written just on the concept of lefties, correct? The afagav, and even though, and in this case, so the question is, this issue here, do you go basa the oilam, or do you go basa the day? L'chaira should be totally in whatever you're paskin by tefillin, you're paskin by gira nosha. So for instance, okay? Let's think of Im Tomar Amaylo Pshitalei Basar Didei Mitfilin. Say that it's a halach in Didei. Meaning you look at the individual subject matter. If that individual is a lefty, he puts the tefillin on his left hand, on his right hand, right? Because since he's a lefty, he puts it on his Yad Keho, which is his right hand. So too, this oaf, let's look at his personal situation. Even though every oif that's around him, there's no gira nosha, he happens to have a gira nosha. This fellow happens to have the weak hand being the right hand. So just like by tefillin, we say basar didei. You go not after the general physical reality of the world, but you go after the particular exception to the rule. Therefore, you should learn from tefillin. D'tanya iter meiniach bismolo shehu yamin kol adam. It's a personal thing. Okay, how would you answer this question? First of all, if you were like in shir and you were learning and you had a kid that raised his hand, this is a tefillin question. What would you tell the kid? You'd say, you could have been the Rashba. What would you would have told the kid?
I mean, it's teretz. He says it's teretz, but it sounds like it's teretz. That is a personal matter. Whether you got caught, a weaker hand.
No, but by tefillin, it is still, even though there's a rove on righties, there's still a general condition of the human condition that there are righties and lefties.
Right.
So that's not considered to go that it's a.
Yod kah, you're a weaker hand.
Is that what this answer is?
Seems to be that way.
Shai, tell me if this answer is your answer. V'yesh metaretzim, there are those who metaretz, the shiny hosom. Do you see, right? It says in, what is it, Ender Parshas Boy? It says, Yad Koh. Right? Right?
Means a weaker hand.
Meaning, it should have said Yad, right? It should have just said Yad Koh, right? Right? But it doesn't. It says it with a hey, Yad Koh, to tell you, your weak hand. So the question is, I don't understand. It's telling you, you don't know when in the world. I don't understand this chat. I don't know where to put my tefillin on. Do I put my tefillin on? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah where to put your tefillin on. So here it says, put the tefillin on the weak hand. The weak hand of most people. No. Therefore, lefties also.
Why
how else
Torah?
Could the Torah have said it?
Left hand.
The Torah said left hand.
So here it says, that's right. Al-Yad is smaller.
That's right. The Torah
smangas. Yosef goes on the Yod Chok. Yad Keir Shel
Chok. Oh, is that the word?
Your
KF. And let's say it would have said it in two.
Would have said Yad KF.
Let's say it would have said it.
And they wouldn't have.
No, it's just no riot.
Oh, you see this?
You could class. No, it's not love Dafke. It could be because the terrorist.
He's saying it's just an idea.
Could have said Yad
KF. The Drasha is your.
General Yad
Keh. Not necessarily, but here is Mashma Tam could be also. Because it's weak. What's the name of weak?
One that generally could be just like
Vidarshinan. Vidarshinan. So, by the way,
in right and left, this could be a simuna ma'uma. But in weak, it could be as far.
By the way, you're arguing on what the drush is Yad Keah. Is the drush Yad Keah could have said Yad Small? Or is the drush Yad Keah that it's a compound word? Of Yod Cha and Keha, meaning your own personal. Yeah, it's an interesting question. Which drush is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the drush that it's put together in one word? It's interesting.
Well, it's Kilu the Torah wrote it in a reason. Right,
what?
Because the Torah wrote it in a reason. Like Yad Kar, we could have given you, without mentioning something which is mashma reason, we could have given you just a description, right or left. When mentioned with a reason is more shaykh to the specific person. That could also be.
You put it on your weaker hand.
Here he says it was Mishum Mai says, and Mai's Jahoya. Here, a weaker is.
That in general. For each person, it says, you can't help you. Put it on the weaker hand.
V'yesh matartzim. And there are those people who matarets that what? The shiny hasim that siv yad keh, the darshin and yad keh, zeres hakosvul laaniach kol echad biyad keh shlo. Now, according to the shita, what would you do with a lulav and esrog?
There, what does the tanya mean there? Just shumachashibusa, no?
Yeah. What would you do with a lulav and esrog?
The charesh should do a yamin today because only shumachashibusa. Here, there's a special xeris that causes a week. There it goes, bazar chashibusa. So chashibusa is chashibusa.
Well, what? We change the whole thing. Is there a button, no?
Yeah, and you're right, it's a side to side.
According to the Rambam, you can take them each separately.
Yes, I'm the Gibbs. It's in the Chshivus. So it's Mustama Yim Chshivus. He called Chshivus today.
Really? It's Machlaikis. It's interesting Machlaikis.
Generally, Mara has a spar.
That's his right hand. That's what I'm saying. That's his right hand. And in the of Chashivus, that's his right hand.
By the way, if someone could just grab me a... I'm sorry to do this. If someone could just grab me a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav.
Get on Moshe. Stay down to me. There's Mishnah Chelek Vav. We got him with the Rajba.
By the way, so according to Tzvi, according to that Svara, that a lefty, his right hand is his left hand, then there's no shaila at all here. Because basically the Torah, when it says yamin, it means for those who are righties, it's the right. For those who's left, it's left. So what does it have to do with some crazy chicken, correct? No? That's born with a get an asha, no? Like that the Svara, shy Svara would have been. The kid in class raises his hands, and he says, this question of the bird is the same question as tefillin. So Shai is a good Rebbe, right? He would say, they have nothing to do with each other. Because the world is created with righties and lefties, and that's a normal way of the world. And when the Torah, right? For instance, just like the Torah, it's...
But that's all if we go buzzer today. If we go buzzer the min, so the min is still the Matthias, it's a left hand.
It's an interesting question. Right? Diber Hatayra Beloshin Hoive, correct? It says behema. We know that a behema is nagach, but it doesn't just mean a behema is nagach, anything. So therefore, the problem is, you'll see in a minute, there's a limit from Metzaira. They say there's a limit from Metzaira.
Where?
What? Yad, Metzaira, etc. There's a limit from Metzaira. That you need yamin. How do you know you need yamin?
Where do you need yamin? By?
We'll see. By Avoida, by other cases.
Avoida you need, yeah.
We'll see also by Chalitza, there's a question. We'll see.
Chalitza, I'm right. No.
That's the question.
And Avoida in Mikdash.
Okay. So that's answer number one. This answer seemed to have been, right? Seemed to have been accepted by the Ramban, the Rashba, everybody. Okay, I just want to find this. Give me 1 second. Okay, Tafresh Nun Aleph. Tafresh Nun Aleph. Let's take a quick look here. See if I can find it quickly.
By the way, it's really more of a pure there's a puzzle. It's not so much a comp. It's a drush of a compound word. The Torah doesn't spell it with a hey. It says Yod Chavs without a hey. It's a drush of, I'll take you know, Yod Chavs.
Hey? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's why we dash.
Yes. Yes.
That's why we dash.
Yeah. Shine.
It's not a Kriyishma.
Send the boy. Okay. Simon Tofresh Nun Aleph. Sif Gimel. Eater Noite Lulav Biyamin Kol Adam. The Esrog Bismol Kol Adam. The Bosser Yamin Usmol the Alma Azlinan. Below Bosser Yamin Usmol D-Day. This is the Mechaber.
Where did he get it from?
He got it from, I'll tell you, the Bera Goyla will help, hopefully let me in. The Bala Iter. Chen Kosov Batur. Yesh La'ayin. The Ramah. The Yesh Omrim. The Azlin and Basar Yamin Didei. The Yesh Little Halulav Yamin Didei. The Esrik Basmol Dido. The Chen Nago. The Chen Iker. The Mhafach Yatza. The sholeit b'shtei yadav and b'dextrus night aluv b'yamin. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, the baser yamin or small the alma. The dafka tefillin shehuda oraisa. Iter also baser yamin diday. It's only why doesn't he bring our drasha? I would have said that this is.
What's the mitzvah to rabbanan?
I don't know.
What does he say? What's his reason?
Avalulov unetilasai biyamin hu derabanan shum chashivus da alma diyesh bot plus mitzvahs iter hu kechol adam v'tam hayesh omrim disovar das linam basidi day come up with filling. He doesn't really.
Doesn't explain why a derabanan should be different. Why a chashivus.
So, no. Interesting, no?
The
Rosh was
because
the Pesach. Yeah.
What?
So there is no Pesach.
L'chayra, it's a Gzeres, it's an interesting question. Tefillin's a separate Gzeres HaKosuv.
Yep.
Now let me ask you a question. If you're going to tell me now, I'll ask you a question. Lulav and Esrog is part of the Sibayah Dolo Ifshita. Normally by a Bayah Dolo Ifshita, you do L'chumra. What would you do by Lulav and Esrog?
Do both.
You gotta do both. No. What would you do?
What?
I
understand.
But if you're a Svardi, you go after the Mechaber. If you're an Ashkenazi, you go after the Ramon.
I understand. But I'm just interesting. If you're gonna say this Svara, that what? I mean, what's the Svara Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, Mishnah Berurah, interesting how it.
What?
Switch for
halal,
do a
wait for
the
mitzvah. Yeah, I'd say anyway.
Yeah, I'd say, right?
Maybe she machmer lo siskoda do.
That's it. That's what I think it is. Shalte Rishman it looks mother, like you said. You get confused.
Why haven't you done it b'tzina before, b'disuke?
Yeah, by tefillin, by tefillin it's ma'akev? Yeah, I think it's by tefillin it's ma'akev.
Tefillin by the ma'akev.
Yeah, it's ma'akev. Yeah, by tefillin it's ma'akev.
Right or left hand. It's like a fellow was a righty, puts it on the right hand.
Right. The Dafka tefillin, he's a chof aleph. So what does Mishnah Berurah quote? Guess what the quote in Shaar Tzion is, guys? Paiskim. Yesh la'ayim. We'll do some work, but it's interesting. Okay? So, special din and tefillin. Next. V'im tomar melo pshitlei basadei tefillin v'yesh matarts and d'shayni osm d'tziv yadko d'shin an yad keg zeres hakozov l'aniach kol echad b'yad keg shelo v'acherim ayrim v'hocha di'ika l'mezel basar minei v'pnei shelo nesar lahem l'yisrael ela al yedei mais.
Uma Yaakov Umino,
sheyesh lahem kaf. You like this svara?
Af kol shehu umino yesh lahem kaf.
Af kol shehu umino yesh lahem kaf. Meaning that what's this answer?
It's a commemoration of what happened to Yaakov Avinu.
Okay. So meaning that that lemezel baser minei, meaning the poshet yibaya. Isn't that what it sounds like?
He's saying that there the Torah meant the min, because though it was similar to
meaning that just like the maisa was by a human being, correct, and that human being has in general as part of his anatomy a gid, therefore any min that anatomically, normally has one, So this is Pasha Dibaya.
No, that's
that side. That's that side.
That side holds like this.
No, oh. No, he's saying that's the reason there you go buzzer them in. That's side. But there could be a side.
Very good. So now, what would this shita hold by Lulav and Esrog? Meaning this sad, in other words, the question is tefillin the chiddush or is gid anasha the chiddush? Right? The first pshat said, tefillin's the chiddush. What's this pshat seeming to say?
Asked, did anybody bring any makoiris for the reason?
This pshat seems, right, this pshat seems to be saying an interesting thing. Here, this pshat seems to be saying, I got a general thing. The Torah tells you, you got a gid. Wherever you find the gid, correct? That is, that halach is wherever I find the gid. That's it. That the gid is this thing. He might say, this shita might say, that whatever your strong hand is, that's what you're supposed to put in. Your chashivas, this tzad might say, the chiddush is gid anasha.
Right.
The chiddush is gid anasha. Meaning it's almost as if these terutim are arguing, what's the nature of a lefty, right?
Well, it depends on each thing. You got to judge what it is. If it's in the chashivas, if it's a personal matter, yeah, we have to judge. Is it a general matter?
But this Yesh Mefarshim is interesting. This Yesh Mefarshim is saying like Tzvi Svara. This Yesh Mefarshim is telling you Tzvi Svara. Tzvi Svara is that the Torah is not telling you a Chiddush. The Torah happens to be telling you Yad Keah means your left hand, right? It's not a special drasha that I normally, a lefty would put. It means whatever a lefty's viewed as what? As his strong hand is left in general, right? It's not special to Zeres HaKosu. Right? A lefty's and a righty's are a normal phenomenon.
No one, as far as Lulav and Esrog, go in to tell us whether it's a makor. It's just Mispar Medimen.
I just remember learning the whole.
No, I'm just asking the Torah or somebody. They don't bring any makor.
I don't know. We'd have to go look at it.
According to
Rashi,
second Teretz, this would be Lulav and Esrog would be the about it.
Lulav and Esrog would be
the makshivas today.
No. Lulav and Esrog, according to the second, no.
Talking
to the second Teretz.
It's only a special.
Minei is a chiddush.
It's only
get a nosh.
Only get a nosh.
But
by other things, I'd say that the pshat is the tefillin is a normal thing.
Basar shivus d'day.
Whatever your basar d'day. Especially basar d'day. D'day, not minei. Minei is the chiddush d'day.
Especially b'luv b'esrog. If it's only shivus.
It's fascinating here. I mean, you should say an interesting thing. Yeah, these terutz and mantoli on how you view lefties.
No, but the marshal got b'ksiva and Shabbos. Yeah. You go after the left hand is his right hand.
There's no cash. No cash.
Well, the one of the first tarets of the Rashba, that means tefillin is an exeris kosher. So what's the Gemara suffik we get on Osher? It's a general suffik. If you go above
right, general suffik.
So that general suffik would be the suffik by Lulav.
Correct.
The Lulav would end up.
That's only.
Right? That's what I said. It's exactly Lulav what I said.
But that's not certain. That could be things which are as a spora exeris kosher.
Well,
one second.
Let's go chalitza. Let's go.
When the Torah writes left or right,
we have to know. Now chalitza.
When Torah writes right or left, we don't know which one the Torah means. It means general or specific.
Right.
It could be by Lulav and Esrog. It's just a svara. It's not a pasuk at all.
Why would it be different chalitza?
No.
The svara is I want to show chashivas. I want to show chashivas.
Who says it's chashivas?
So since most people are righties, even though you're a lefty, I don't know that guy's a lefty.
Who says it's a dinik
chashivas? It could be right.
No, not right. No right is dinik
chashivas. Why does it say it's totally in the svara again?
Oh, because it could be whatever the Torah writes min, you could always declare a general shaila. But what Torah doesn't write min at all, so we're doing it just to show my own chashivas, could be about it depends on him. Just like by the ksiva and shavas.
Not a suffix, chashivas, suffix.
What the Torah means, what it's what the Torah means.
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
Yeah, could be it's just what the Torah means. Could be. It's no raya.
Right, this second thing is a special problem by Gid Anosha. Normally I'd go, Basar Didei. But here I might think Bosumine. Very good. Okay.
It's like I'm writing in Shabbos. Nobody has a suffix that a left is a righty.
So, this is like every case you take. Oh, Shabbos special dinner, Melech is my Shabbos. Right? Let me ask you a question. Okay, Chalila, correct? There are people who don't have hands, correct? But they are now proficient. They can write with their toes, and they can write with their mouth, and they write letters beautifully. Is there any shaila that they would be over the iser of what ksiva if they did it in the derech that they do it, even if they do it with no hands? What do you think?
Read on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Should it be over?
Because right, that's like your pshat. That's the way they cut
it. That's ksiva. That's
right. That's ksiva. Right. That's double pashut. Okay, I think so. Okay, let's continue.
That's ksiva today.
Right.
It's not different than making, if you make a windmill or anything, she's darkoi, whatever it is, doesn't have to be with any specific thing.
Okay, now let's continue. You never thought you'd get... Umina tamazeh nechleku harabonim rabosenu hatzarfosim le'inin chalitza. Oh, what happens by chalitza? The guy is interesting, the concept of a lefty by your foot. How do you determine that? You should throw him a soccer ball and see how he kicked it?
Okay. Well, the Bdecha person uses the right foot first.
What? What?
What do they do? They kick, ask him to kick a ball.
Did they do it? By Chalitza, they asked him to kick a ball. I didn't know this. They asked him, by Chalitza, they asked him to kick a ball.
That's what they do.
I was
wondering. Who kicks it better, yeah?
Which way you kick it?
It's a fascinating thing, okay? I mean, you know what? Sports does have some toyelos. I'll tell you the toyelos of sports. Okay? There are great left-handed hitters who throw righty. Correct? Right? What? No!
Nadal, for example. Nadal is a righty. He plays lefty.
Why? And you're telling me that when Lou Gehrig was a little kid, they trained him to hit lefty, and it wasn't just that he hit lefty better and threw righty. I'm just asking, what do you think? Absolutely. In the 1910s, they said the training. No, hockey also. You have all these guys that are left wingers. They're righties, not all lefties, correct? So it's an interesting question, right? How do you define it? But anyway, so let's see.
There's a shayim too, and also somebody who was margul himself.
Yeah.
That naturally was one way, was margul himself the other way.
What did I say by that?
Baralocha speaks about it. The suffix in Baralocha. My tefillin, it was margul zich. Yemini, and it's margul zich, and it's smaller.
Shpeta.
Okay. Nechleku, now we've got a problem. Baralocha is, there's a din regel. There's a yad regel. Regel mitzayra. They take the blood, and where do they put the blood? They put the blood on the right ear, the right toe, and there's a lot of limudim from that. For instance, Nirtza is learned from that. Yad Yad is learned by Avoida. The whole the din of righties is learned by, all these halachas of the right are learned by Mitzayra. So you have Yad, you have Regel. So by Chalitza you have Regel, and by Chalitza you have and regal by Mitzvah.
It's like interesting that a Kohen who's a lefty is like a Pasul Avodah.
Yeah. Now we're going to see an interesting question. Why is he Pasul?
He's Pasul Avodah. Let's see.
This is going to be the question. Right? The Gemara has an interesting question by Kafel Machta. The Gemara, right, talks about Kafel Machta. How can he go ahead and bring, he's got to bring two things in. Mm-hmm. And he's doing Avodah B'small. So the Gemara discusses that, right? Gemara and Yuma. Okay. Le'inyan chalitza, the garmina regel mi mitzayra. Malo halin yamin, by mitzayra, that they do the hazoya on the mitzayra, on the yamin. Avkan yamin, kidi, said the Gemara. Bimberet mitzis chalitza.
And by mitzayra itself, there's no shayla? That's poshit garet. So, and there's no ibaya by niter? Zichernisht, right? Okay.
See, the problem is by tefillin.
So then, I don't know how, if you're going to do a gezeirah shava to chalitza, I don't know how you couldn't have an abaya otherwise.
Correct.
I can have an abaya. It's preferish.
In other words, it has nothing to do with being a righty or lefty. It has to do with this is the part of the body, right? So that's the svar. The svara is, right, it has nothing to do with doing a pu'ula, does it? Okay, let's see the question.
He's not even doing a pu'ula. L'maisa, the chalitza is not doing a pu'ula.
So let's see, le'ini chalitza takmini regerali mitzor malah halin yamin afkan yamin kadiz and pregnant chalitza v'im yovam iter hu yesh oimrim choletis b'yamino. But not because of your reason. Interesting.
No, you mean that he's going to say Shu small kol adam.
Right. Shu small kol adam. The azlinan baser di day.
Right.
Kitvillin.
So he's going to do it the other foot.
That's
right?
Pella.
That's according to second
Pella.
What?
It's only by
special din of mina.
Yeah.
Generally, you always go by second.
Right.
But by Metzera, but that's also a question. If by Metzera, it's always not Basa the day, Basa the man, so Mechatezi the Gzer Shavu.
In other words, the Torah is Poshit, this Iboya by Metzera.
Right.
Correct? Meaning, this Iboya, Basa Mine, Basa the day. The Torah is saying whether the guy's a left or right. So if it's Mamish being learnt like that, right? Then it shouldn't be a question. This shouldn't be nothing to do with this Yibaya, correct? It should be that it's a limud from Mitzvah exactly, that it's an absolute objective.
You mean?
Right?
Because there's no subject by Mitzvah they do. And yeah.
Why not?
That's a shaya.
Is the man. You know what? I'll say it like this. Let me say. Tell me if I'm saying
that.
It okay.
He didn't say by Mitzvah.
Let me ask you a question.
He didn't say by itself.
Is the man. I'll ask you a question. Is the man the object or the subject? Let me say it like that. Is the man the object or the subject? By tefillin, you could say that the man is what? The subject. He has to put on tefillin. Correct? So therefore you say, when he's doing the mice, is he doing the mice?
He's the doer.
That's what I mean. Right, he's the doer. He's the, right, he's not the, he's not an object.
It's done on him and he's the doer.
He's the object. Maybe you're putting it on him, no?
He's a doer and he's the...
The mitzvah should be on him. That's interesting. How about the Gemara says the wife used to put the tefillin on the husband,
right?
By the way, look at the Rambam and say for a mitzvah. You know what the Rambam says for a mitzvah? What? What's the lashon on Rambam? It's lashon of psukim. Rambam says likshur, right? At tefillin shel yad v'lios tefillin al arosh. Okay, yesh lachkur. Correct. Let me ask you a question. And if someone puts on tefillin, let's say Lila's man tefillin, correct? Lila's man tefillin. Okay, and let's say Shabbos is man tefillin. Can the guy keep it on for his whole life? He doesn't have to go ahead and ever do kshira again and again.
That's
right?
A Ben-El-Yom Ben-El-Yom.
Yeah, yeah, Toysis is
correct.
Ben-El-Yom
Ben-El-Yom. Right.
If it's a kashish shokayom, koyom.
So it's an interesting question. But by Mitzvah, there's no doubt that the fellow is just purely the object that's being acted upon. And he say, act upon him on his right. Now the question is, when you're learning from Mitzvah to something else,
let's dominate, right?
But that's an interesting question. That's my question. What I'm learning from Mitzvah, am I saying it's a Gilui Milsa, or I'm saying the Deen is exactly like that? What's in
your... Because
he didn't clear by Mitzvah. Should have said there's something by Mitzvah.
Maybe it's the same as...
Why is Dr. Kibeng?
You have a meter yard, like tefillin, so maybe over there.
But he should have cleared by Mitzvah. Why did he just clear by tefillin?
There's no clear by Mitzvah.
Why didn't he clear?
There's no clear by Mitzvah.
But why didn't he clear?
There's no clear by
Mitzvah.
They were talking
about
tefillin.
There's no shalom by Mitzvah.
So now let's see. Now I learned from Mitzvah.
Because by hearing, there's no such thing as a righty and a lefty by ears.
What?
Right. Maybe actually there is by seeing there is right sidedness and left sidedness, but by hearing I don't know. By ears,
okay,
I
let's continue. Okay, let's right continue. Let's see this very interesting question. Too much lom this here. Umina tamaz nechlu rabbanim rabbeinu atzarfasim lini chalitza. Digamrina rega mi mitzayra malahal and yamin afkanya min kedis break mitzalitza the miyavam iterhu yesh oimrim. Cholet says be yamino. His left foot. Shu small kol adam does lean and bossed di day kit tefillin. What is he bringing tefillin in for? Okay, I don't know.
Was he saying that that's...
Yeah, because he's saying it's different than Mitzora. In other words, from Mitzora I learn up only Etzem Din Yamin.
Right.
On which Yamin? That's where he learned from
tefillin.
Right. That seems to be because
right.
It couldn't if it's all from Mitzrayim, it couldn't be any different than
right. It's definitely
must be a
learning.
He's as it did from Mitzrayim, that's in Yamin. But which Yamin already? That's a different.
Right, spell. He splits it. The Yeshayimrim tefillin shiny, again. The Chsibuhu
Yodka
the Darshin and Yodkeo. V'ba'am Sofik Have, meaning the Sofik by Chalitza is exactly the same Sofik here. Interesting.
Promptly by Mitzora also.
No,
sorry, didn't say that.
Chalitza also. Why doesn't someone say a svara? I mamish learned it from Mitzora and there's no shaila by Mitzora.
That's
the place there is. No? By Chalitza, I learned it from Mitzora. What is he doing by Chalitza? Is he mamish? Is he an active participant? He's doing a Maisa Chalitza, and you'd say, I can't learn from Mitzora, because by Mitzora he's just a what? An object, so to speak, and being acted upon. Therefore, everyone agrees that by Chalitza, he is a Choyletz, correct? He is a Choyletz, no? The man is mamash doing a Maisa Chalitza. So maybe by a Maisa Chalitza, you'd say, I can't totally learn from Mitzora, no? Is that the svara? I mean, why not just say it? Mamash learned from Mitzora. Mitzora is a straight thing. It's a procedure. It's a formality. Here also, it's a formality. Just do the right foot, even though he's a lefty.
Since they don't, what do they learn?
What?
Since they don't do that, what do they learn from Mitzora? What else do learn from Mitzora add on? Anything?
I'll give an example. They learn avoida from Mitzora. Everyone's going to say by avoida, correct? Yad, yad. Just like by Mitzora.
And he's puzzled, Taka, but yad smoa, kohen is puzzled.
Right.
By
Shai, so everyone will agree. Everyone.
Kohen must learn from Mitzora is like a puzzle. Yes.
We're going to learn that now.
No,
we're
going to
learn it. Let's see.
It's possible.
Let's see. This question will come here. Let's see. Uperish Rashi Zal Mishum de Beinon Yomin Veze Ainlo Yomin The Hossum Time Mishum de Gomer Mimitsoira Hachanami Leinian Chalitza. Meaning, it's an absolute. It's an absolute limud, just like by Mitzora. It's an absolute that I need my. It needs to be done on the right. Therefore, avoidus koyer needs to be done with the absolute right. Okay. Now, interesting. Therefore, by chalitza, the maisa chalitza has to be done by the absolute right. And you're a lefty, you can't do chalitza.
That's the sofer pointed out.
Good
What?
So Mitzora Ito cannot be Boli De Tahira?
No, a double Pashit he can. I'll tell you the story.
Ito is Kamin Kol Adam. Ito is Kol Adinim is Kamin Kol Adam. Eater is coming to Lola.
Now let's look at the lumdis here. What's the psul of Yamin by a koyin? What's the psul of Yamin by a koyin? What's the psul? What? Is it a balmum? Not a balmum, it's a begavra. Now meaning, is it practical or it's a din begavra? Is it a din begavra? Just like all the other movement? Or is it a practical thing? The guy can't go ahead and do the avodah. So let's take a look. Love mishum.
The bein avoid b'yamin.
Love mishum de beinon avoid b'yamin. V'hai less le'yamin. Ella mishumum. Ugetitnan hosn b'becheres. Hashoylek
b'shtei
yadav. Let's say a guy is ambidextrous.
Machlekes.
A guy is ambidextrous and he does avoid it with small.
What b'yamin?
Right, b'yamin. Right. Right, what do you say? Right, Rebbe Paisa V'chom Machshir Marsova
Briyuta is a fakash, he's stronger.
Right.
The one says he's worse.
Marsova Chalishusahu Aval Iter the Kulei Almahu Pasul Mishun Mum. It's a psul over there of what?
Lefty is
a psul of Mum. So what would you now say by Chalitza? By Chalitza I would say it's not a problem. He can do chalitza because by chalitza there's no din mumim.
Right.
Correct. There's no din mumim. So this is the interest, right? So this is how you learn the din by what? The din. Tzvi, you're upset.
Because the Ramban says we ain't no Torah.
The im came as listen becharis the pligiba Rebbe Rabbanu b'shlo b'shtei yov listening iter pasul divrako l'shma mina the lab mishum nifsa the mishum mum nifsa the lesley kich shichus u'brius tefei misharin she
no worse than anybody else
right like Nadal elavadai mashma
shenei
she'ein lo yimin who hilkach gabe chamitza. Chalitza, he has no yamin.
According to this song, right, Tzorech Iyan Ladina.
Tzorech Iyan Ladina.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.